Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. We're going to talk with an artist that's actually been around for a good minute, done a number of different things, been on tour with a lot of big acts, and he's got a song actually right now that's starting to climb up the charts. He's checking in from good old Boston. It's Michael Afric. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Great, Ralphie. How are you, man?
I'm great, thank you. So tell me about Make It Loud, because you seem pretty excited about this song, and we're going to spin it later with the Daily Download.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. It's an upbeat dance track. You know, it's actually sort of an anthem, you know, crying out for everyone to sort of get up, stand up if you're with me now. But, you know, it's just, I think it's a great sort of sing-along record. It's only been out for a couple weeks, and it's already climbing the charts. You know, and so, you know, I'm just thrilled to be on your show and getting an opportunity to let everyone hear it.
No, thanks for calling in. For sure. You've done a lot of touring and record releasing and performing over in Japan. What are the similarities between performing in Japan and performing here? What's different?
Not a lot of similarities.
No?
Well, the similarities are that you're on a stage and you're performing in front of people.
Right.
One of the biggest differences, actually, is that they're really calm and sort of very respectful of you performing. They kind of sit back. They watch you do your thing. They don't get amped up the same way we do. The extent of when the song ends, the applause is very much like that, you know. You know, it's like it's done when it's done.
Right. Safe to say they're not doing a lot of tailgating and a lot of drinking during the show over in Japan.
Definitely not.
No.
No, they might be having some sushi down the street before, but that's about it.
I was going to say, you got to be a sushi expert now, right?
I am. I've eaten some pretty crazy things and some things that I wish I didn't know what I was eating.
Michael Afric here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Again, he got this track, Make It Loud. You know, it's funny. I did a quick little Google search, a little YouTube search. You've been around for a minute, huh, man? You've made an appearance a while ago on Sally Jesse Raphael.
I did. That video seems to come up quite a bit.
Yeah. I bet.
I did. Let's leave it there. But yeah, no, it was, you know, back then I was touring with NSYNC and Britney as their opening act. And I mean, I had a great time. I saw the whole world. And just those were my teen years. And now I'm back again.
How wild was it touring with Britney and NSYNC? It must have been a crazy experience, to say the least.
Yeah, I think my hearing levels don't really work the same way.
Oh, because
I
mean, all the screaming?
I've heard from some people that, you know, Johnny Wright, who used to manage NSYNC, he was tormentor, I think, for New Kids on the Block. And so he actually said he thought that New Kids concerts were the loudest of them all.
Oh, wow.
Even more so than the NSYNC shows. And I never went to a New Kids show, but if it was louder than the NSYNC or Backstreet shows, then I can't even imagine what that's like.
Right. That's something else. New Kids in their heyday, I'm sure it got really, really loud at some of those shows. They really paved the way for the Backstreet Boys and the NSYNCs and so on and so forth.
I mean, they did, and I've worked with Jordan and Joe and Donnie. I've worked with them as a writer for them and producer, and I think all of them probably have suffered some hearing loss from
them. Right. Oh, no, I'm sure, absolutely. You know what the cool thing is about them, and I sense the same thing about you as well, though. You guys all seem to stay true to your New England roots.
Yeah, you know, my father calls me a townie sometimes. It's hard to be from Boston and not be a townie because it's so ingrained in you, you know.
I mean, oh, yeah.
It's about Red Sox and it's about, you know, and I've been in other places. I've lived other places, L.A. and San Francisco, and I've been to Japan. And some cities have that and some don't, you know. And
right.
In particular, Boston seems to have that more than anything. It's just like it's sort of in you and you're kind of a traitor. If we're a hat for the Yankees, I mean, forget it. You
right. And by the way, you're on the phone with a Yankees fan right now. I don't know if you know this or not. Don't hang up on me. I knew that was coming. You know what, though? I get what you're saying 100% about Boston. I just got back from L.A. I covered the VMAs out there. And I tell people all the time, like, they think it's such a glamorous thing. I like to visit L.A. Could never live there. I don't know how you did it.
I'll tell you honestly, my record label put me there. And they were just buying, like, months at a time of me living at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.
Oh, well, you can't. That's so, not yeah, I mean, that's too bad of a gig.
Candy, but, you know, then there was an earthquake, and I was on the 14th floor. And, you know, after that, I was like, can we get something else?
Right.
Have something normal.
Move me out of here.
Living is cool, but not that cool.
Give me back ease. So funny. Michael Afric here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, by the way, go back to that Britney NSYNC stuff real quick, because I know you tour with them. Did they make you sign a confidentiality agreement or
no? Oh, no.
So this was even before that, because I know eventually they started doing that, and now that's like kind of a common practice amongst some of the bigger acts. But wow, so you got in with them on the ground level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when people weren't confirming whether Britney and Justin were dating, and I was walking around at the show at the Pontiac Silverdome, and, you know, we're walking around, and you're just looking at the empty seats, 65,000 seats, you know, and then you look back and you see two people sitting in the middle of it. I walk by and I'd be like, oh, it's Britney.
Yeah, right? Wow.
I get it. I mean, at that point, I don't think anybody knew how already it's enormous for playing Pontiac Silverdome, but, you know, how enormous and how much in the public eye and how much all that was going to, you know, so no confidentiality agreements. In fact, I'm going to have to ask you to sign one now.
Right. Oh, great. Awesome. Very cool. Well, listen, I'll sign it after we spin the single later tonight with Daily Download. It's called Make It Loud. The artist, Boston's own Michael Africk. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for the time, buddy.
Hey, Ralphie, thanks so much for having me, buddy.